Rashi Lam Alphabase, bottom Rashi. The Shalterva Ein Chazaka. So Reb Nachman says when it comes to the Raisa, Klemer Losam Chinan Chazaka Ad the Chazinan Da'ob. We can't rely on the assumption that he did it. We have to be Mevar and have the idea that the person did it. And Bishop Shal Seifrim, Losam Chinan Chazaka Shliach. By the Rabbanans, we do rely on the Chazaka that a Shliach did it. It's not the same level of Isser. If it turned out that we were wrong, the Aver was an Aver of the Rabbanan, not of the Rais. So the case of the Omer, it says that the people which are there in Yerushalayim, so know when it was the Korban was brought, so they're mutter right away. The people which are Rochik, they don't know whether the Omer was brought or not. They're allowed to assume that it was done. We rely on the Kahanim that they, in their position of responsibility, have done the responsibility. So that's really what a Shlichus is. It's the person given a position of responsibility. We assume that he does it. That's it. And that's dealing with the rice. So the Gemara says that the Reb Nachman says back, Hasim Kedatani Taima, that's relying on the Bezdin. Beidina Samchinan, Abul Ashriach, Ba'am Aloy. Yes, we can rely on the Bezdin, we'll make sure that it's done. But on any average Shliach, we don't have that level of confidence. Then the Gemara said the other way around. That Reb Nachman was Madaik from since it ends off and says it's because of Bezdin. We see it's a Lachadak in Bezdin, not a Shliach. So Reb Shesh is in fact that a Bezdin we can assume it's done by Chatzos. And Shliach is Kuluyam. Not sure, you have to wait the whole day for a Shliach. You can't assume he does it with you can assume he does his job. You can't assume he does it with alacrity. When the evening comes, you can rely. That which he planned, said he'll do it today, he'll get it done sometime today. I mean, so that's in a case where there was a day specific type of an issue, obviously. In a case where it wasn't day specific, so you'd have to figure out what the time frame is. Okay. So, sir, that's the first version of Rav Sheshes' source and Rav Nachman's source. Amar Rav Sheshes. Samor says a different source for Rav Sheshes. It's about 12 lines down. Mano Aminolo. Where do I know this from? That even by the Rises we have a Chazaka, Shlich, Oseshichusa, Titania. Aisha Shiesha Leo, Leda Oziva, a woman who's given birth or has been a Zava. So she has to bring a korban mechusik kippurim, which they would bring birds for that purpose. So the way they would do it is the following: mevia mos venesenes b'shoifer. So she brings the money with the cost of the birds. Puts it in the shofar. Now, shofar was the names of the boxes in the Beis Hamikdash where they put the money for the various different needs were called shofaris because they were shaped that they were wider on one end, they were wider on the bottom and narrow on top. There's a small open. But you put this, put the gemara. So there was a shofar which was written on it kinim, which when people had a key to bring a set of birds an arlan and fatos, it was called a kan. They put money in there according to the set amount which that they cost. Bezel would count up the amount of money which is in there and know how many kumanas they had to bring, and they would bring those the kahanim. Would be makrif kahanas based on the amount of money which is in there.
Yevrech, I don't know, maybe a shmech.
B'tzavelis, but chelis b'kachim l'erev. She can put the money in and assume that they brought it. And now, so by the following day already, the following evening, they can assume that the korban is brought to her. So my time allowed me show me the meaning of the shliach. So we assume that the shliach did his the kahanim, the shluchim did their job and brought the korbanos. So you see, Reb Shesh is even by the Raisa is correct. Reb Nachman, Asim Ken Reb Shemaya, Damer Reb Shemaya, Chazaka Ein Bezdin Shal Kahanim, Oym De Misham, Achi Yichlu Kol Mo'ol Shabashayf. So it was the Bezdin of the Kahanim which took their responsibility. So the Bezdin we can rely on, but average Shliach not. Okay, Amr of Sheshes, we don't mean a lot, a different proof. That's a long piece. See Rashi. Most the main state servant, the cost of the two birds. In the sentence per shepherd, which is a cost of the love kingdom, the shepherd which has another 13 shepherds, there are. And one of them says on a kina, Shishon Noisim Mos Kine Chai, Kine Mishkol, Yud Gimel Shafaris. Nan ha'oinen v'amechusik yipurim tzvichim tzvila v'kodesh. So what this says, what's this tzvila for? Really, Mikra din, there's no need for tefillah on a deraisa level. Move the worm. We had this in Mechagiga that the Chazal were since they were usher and kachim, were afraid they weren't sharing themselves with Tahara. They went to the mikvah the day before because you can't be a mechusik kippurim before being a tchul yoyim. So after the process. Of Tahara was finished the 7 days for the Zava, the seven Shiva Nakiyim, or the 7 or the 14 days for the Leda, or the Mitzvah, or whatever it is that the person has their days, they go to the mikvah.
7 of the 14?
7 or 14.
7 or.
So they go to the mikvah. So they're tul yom already. Then, once the sun sets, they're not tul yom anymore. But they have their new korban the next day. So what are they going to the mikvah for again? Chazar Masak, they have to go to the mikvah because since they were aser to eat kachim, we're afraid they weren't sharing themselves with tahara for kurdish. They require a second tefila. Since they know that it's the people are depending on them. So they, in other words, again, if the arrangement had been that people have to wait a week, so the chazak would be that they do it in a week. But once it became the arrangement that people assumed their shlichus was to be done that day, that's the assumption. So we assume they did it that day because people are relying on that passage, that situation, that fact. It's not the chazak on the shlich; it's the chazak on the bezin shakah. Okay. Our Shesh is Menominola, back in the Gemara. Titania, Varmer, Lechaveroi. Say, Relakit, Lecha, Tainim, Mitenosi. Person tells somebody, I have a Taina tree in my field. Go and take figs for yourself. Oichel mehen aroy, the person is allowed to eat them without taking up any meiser, as long as it's an achilas aroy, because the kol zman that the fruits have not been nikva, been gathered, and they're not chayv and meiser, to the point that it's usher to eat without taking up meiser. So achilas aroy is what person to have achilas keva, it's considered kvias. Kvias the meiser, the ready that they've been mechuyev. So if you gather a whole plate of them and you want to sit down to a meal, that'd be a problem. Once he gathers them and he wants to take off meiser, he can assume the Baal HaBayis has not taken off meiser from somewhere else to cover this amount that he gathered. Maybe while he's busy out in the field taking from Taina number one, while the bias is out in the field gathering Taina from the other trees and being master on all of the trees, and you can't be master when it's on the tree. Once it's been picked, you can be master on it. So maybe the Balabais was master on all of the picked figs in from the field. No, we don't assume that. That's not true. It's a vare that it's chayv and meiser. Malelucha kakola zetain, and he gives him a specific amount to gather. Ochem en aroy, so you're allowed to eat aroy. Umasun zemai. But since the Baal HaBayis knows how much you're going to gather, it's possible that the Baal HaBayis was maaser corresponding to that. So he's not going to take a maaser. He has to know how much he's taking maaser on. So the first scenario, he doesn't know how much that the person might pick. The second scenario, he does, because he gave him the basket, so he knows how much it is. It's possible the Baal HaBayis was maaser on what he picked. So when he takes a maaser, he has to do it with the understanding that it's only demai. V'met the word mamurim ba'ama oritz. This halacha that the owner is an ama oritz. But in a case where the owner is a abu b'chaver, uncho ben asarach la'aser, they were Rebbe. Rebbe says we're going to steal the Baal HaBayis, felt their chrayis to make sure that maaser was taken, and he was maaser on that which the person gathered. That's it. So, Rishimah Gamlil Omer, b'med amam mordim b'am oritz. He agrees with Rebbe that amam oritz, that's the halacha which he said before is amam oritz. But the chaver, en oichel achi aser, so then, we have to assume that the gatherer may not eat until he's master vaday. Why is that?
It's just talking about the kakala case.
It's just talking about the kakala case. Correct. First case, everybody agrees that you have to take a ma'aser v'adai. It's a different question. What would Rebbe hold in the case? Well, let's say Pashas, yes, he doesn't know how much to ma'aser. So why? The fish lo netzer du chaver mitzvah shalom in a mukav. There's a lacha that you take of truma. It has to be adjacent. All of the items you're being ma'aser on the chadkila have to be adjacent to each other. They have to be right next to each other. That's called mina mukav. They're next to each other. And so we're not chushit that the chaver would be over the din of mina mukav. So he wasn't ma'aser. So you could assume for sure that it was not ma'aser. Omer Revi. Nirin Devorai Midivri Abba, I think my pshat is better than what my father said. He was the son of Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. Because Mutav Shiyashadu Chaverim Elitrim Shlomin Amukiv, Bel Yechilu Lame Oritz Tevolim. So they're arguing like what's more important, the potential of this person of Lif Na'iver or the din of Shlomin Mukiv. So he's saying that it doesn't make sense, the responsibility of that Pasud Amor is eating something not Mu'usr would drive the Chacham HaChochem to be Ma'asr even though it's Shlomin Mukiv. So the argument is that we said that they're neksha to be ma'aser shlomin u'mukif or not. Shem Lil says no, they're not going to do that. Rebbe says that they're going to ignore that because of their concern for the Amorites. But the point is, when a person's in a situation of responsibility for somebody else, we assume that he does what he has to do. Except if there's some overarching reason why they shouldn't, because there's an aveira involved, which Shmuel says. But otherwise, we assume that that's what the person will do. So we see chazaka shliachos
shichusa. So if the gatherer is a chaver, then we would say that. Yes, the gatherer has to take Maiser Vada.
Let's say.
Who has to take
the gatherer?
Okay. Good morning, Jonathan. Good morning, Russ.
Okay. Reb Nachman, says back, Hossam. We have this in Pesachim. Chazaka u'alachav Rashenu Mitzim Dabar Rashenu Masukim Itachas Yodim. That there's a chazaka u'alachav that's specifically in the areas of the person that we're talking to is a Talmud Chacham. That's the case. It was the argument, what would the chaver do? The owner being a chaver. So in the case of the owner's a chaver, there's a chazaka, specifically by a chaver, that he doesn't allow something which is his item to be a case of nichshol to somebody else. But that's a specific issue when he's he won't allow that to happen. And that is Pasha, that should be true whether the Ruchinina Chazor's din is true, whether it's the recipient is a Tamil Chacham or a Chavar or an Amoritz. There's no Chavar, he's not Mitzvah Tachazir, no Mitzvah Tachazir. The more I had it over there, and we had it over there in Pesachim, the case where a person was gathered his fields and then he finished the whole harvest process. He hasn't brought it in from the field yet, and then he's nifter. So Chiyuv Chazor says we can assume that it's Moser. You're right to assume about it that's Moser Vaday, because he wouldn't leave the field before he's Ma'aser, even though you're not really Mechiv the Ma'aser till once you bring in the bias, the field is not the finished Chiyuv, but since it's something he could do it then. But Chavru would want to do it then to make sure that he's not going to leave something mitachas yada, which is Eina Masukin. So even though he was nifter that night, we assume he took care of it right away. That's a specific issue by a Chavru.
I mean, so this really has nothing to do with like Lif Na'iver?
I think it does. I mean,
but if that's the case, then why wouldn't you say, you know, more generally, anytime he has a shlichus, he'll do his shlichus because of a concern of Lif Na'iver.
See, when we got involved before in the conversation of Chazakoshtiyachoshikusa, we did not differentiate between a chaver and an amoritz. That was that even Amoritz, once he knows that people are relying on him, so he will step up to the plate and do it. That's chazaka. This is a case where I think I don't recall somebody saying that. You know, that how would you play out a chover? Can you rely on a chazaka shlichus and shichusay? According to Reb Nachman, the Raisa. Pasha from the Flo Gemara, the Gemara is saying no. It's the same type of he's saying that just from the Chesh from the Gemara, he's saying no. It's when it's a person's own item, which he has a responsibility personally, he's going to take that greater than when somebody gave him a job. I hear the question. I'm not sure. Zirashi. Say locate lechotein mitenosi. Lenosi middle of the kitos. He didn't tell him how much to pick. So erchol hamalakit minan lokotus. He gathers a figs. So now he has a container and he eats a roi below meiser. He wants to eat them keva, so ma'aser vaday. So then he has to be ma'aser. The chia ma'aser is a ma'aser vaday. So ma'aser vadoyin is shum gadoylo. B'chol dini afrosha, you have to be ma'aser shum gadoylo, and all of the different halachas of afrosha. Shein sofik lermer shem balabai is iser alein mimokam acher. The whole yoda kamalike. We don't have to be worried that maybe the balabai is took care of it for him, because the Balabais doesn't know how much it would be. He said, gather this basket, it's worth for yourself. Since the owner who's giving the permission knows how much that the recipient has gathered, because he gave him a basket's worth. It's possible to say Shem is Hanoisin Choshish, that the Noisin might think Shem Yismach Olav, that the person is relying on him. She thought that her Heter is giving someone just Heter, and therefore Master Lane Mokam Acher. And because of that, the Noisin is being Maaser on the figs, thinking that the locate might be relying on him. So he's allowed to eat a roi below meiser, that's fine. And which is a suffix. The Bach has those words. So Yafrish of Yechel who ba'atz moy hamaisers shalevi v'shalani kasher lekech prepares my morich shemazikin b'sofik musorin avil sofik musorin and b'toris demayle. So what's the relevance of toris that's considered demay? So there are two halachas in demay. One which Rashi seems like doesn't apply, but one which does. There's one halacha in demay that you're not going to take up truma gadolah because amaratzim are scared of Truman, they take up Truman. Same if you buy from an Amor, you assume that he took up Truman Gadolah. The second one is, since it's only a Sufik, Rechiv to be Ma'aser, to take off the Dintevel. You're not Rechiv to give it, because the Motsi Mechirel of Araya. So the person calls money to Ma'aser, a non-current could eat Ma'aser. They can't eat tevil. So he takes the produce that he has, takes off the he's mafresh meiser. So now it's not tevil anymore because he took off the meiser. The meiser is tevil for Truma's meiser. So he doesn't eat Truma's meiser. The rest, he says, you know, it's cool enough. Now we don't really question Isser and Heter. A question of did he moment this issue? Does he have a chiyuv to give it to the Levi because it belongs to the Levi? So he says to the Levi, "How much am I going to bring?" Maybe the owner took off already. On the year of Maaser Ani, So he says, Doni says, hey, where's my Maseroni? He says, maybe the owner took off Maseroni already. So the Mafrish is allowed to keep the Maser, Shalevi and the Maseroni. But so the guy with this aloha turns to my we give it to him selfic and that he's allowed to keep it. The guy with the Truma Gadola, we're not going to assume over here the Truma Gadola was taken off. This is different than your regular demai. Your regular demai was a person actually already had it in his possession, etc. Over here the question is, does the Amoritz take responsibility for this? Maybe yes, maybe no. And if he doesn't take responsibility, nothing has been done Truma Gadola, neither.
Nothing has been done.
Shemud al also not.
I mean, it's an interesting mamonos issue because I mean, don't you? You start off with the chazaka that it's tevel, right? That you so that the there's nisra chila, and so it's usher to you,
right? No, I think what you're saying is why don't we use the chazaka? He had Vari owed the Levi money, and now this item definitely was owed to the Levi at one point in time. I don't know, was it paid? I don't know.
It's not. On the other hand, it's not a specific part. In other words, if he had a bushel, so like you know, if you give this apple or that apple, it's not a specific apple that's owed to the Levi.
So normally, just address the question, the din of chazaka works on the person. In other words, the guy, that halacha by mominus of cheskes chiyuv, the case of the more talking, it's a case when it's on the person. Theoretically, it would be a question where the owner himself says, I don't remember if I took off meiser. So I'll take off Meister again, Misafik. So he can't say to the Levi, well, you know, I gave it already, maybe, because you have already had a chiv. That would be possible, but the new person says, I have no idea that I really owe anything to anybody. I over owe anything to start with. So it's like any day in Nischayavti, not any day in Pratichah. Number one. Number two, the Levi has no momentous rights in it. When it's tevel, his moment's rights only come once it's made into meiser. So it doesn't only have a cheskes chiyuv. So it's an interesting question, though. The medam were misafik hein the mai. I'm sorry. What?
So what?
So what? What?
So what comes out?
That is from Russell's question. That the chazaka will not be mechayev of him. It's a suffix, so he keeps the money. He keeps the meiser.
What chazaka?
Russell's question was: there's a cheskes chiyuv. The cheskes chiyuv should be mechayev the person to pay. Like you have a mission, there's a mission, Baba Kama, and Kufir Ches, the mission says, when a Malva comes to the Loiva and says, you owe me $1,000, the Loiva says, I don't know if I ever borrowed any money from you. I'm a Sufik, so the mission says he's put. He says, I definitely borrowed money from you, I don't remember if I paid. So he's a Sufik, if he paid, he's a Mukhrib to pay. Because it's a case that the Malva is saying Vadai, and the Loiva is saying Sufik. So suffik ain't suffik mitzvim nevadai. Wrong phrase. So bori b'shem is la bori odif. But in case a person agrees that he definitely owed, he agrees he had a cheskes chiyuv. He once owed at one point in time. He just doesn't remember if he paid or not. So the cheskes chiyuv is mechayev him to pay. So do you apply the idea over here? And the answer is no. The other one is suffik hein with the mai mia boy lafreshe. It's only it's a suffik, and you have to be mafresh at in the level of the mai. But amoritz and noisit amoritz. The owner is an amoritz. So when a choshish belief nivrus, he's not worried about the results of the recipient doing an aveira. A al bechaber vadim musar and hand. So Rebbe says he definitely took off ma'aser. Beitzarch la'as and afilu tamar. You don't have to be ma'aser at all because he's worried about the recipient. Shimon Hill says no, but in the word of the sagi, but the ma'ayim is mentioned as an amor. It's a chashal litrim shlamin amukav. He might take do ma'aser for the person, even though it's, they're not adjacent. Avahoya nois and chaver lo yechol keva. He can't eat once it's keva. Haloiket achi asim ma'aser savadai. He definitely must be ma'aser because he wouldn't be ma'ay do which shlamin amukav. Rabbi ben Asher Shimon Hill says. So Rebbe says, I think my pshat is better than my father's. Because it's better to be to do shalom in a mukiv and not make somebody else be over eating tablet. The Kaman Meforish, Hainiu Amoris. The more is going to talk about who's the Amoris that you're referring to. They're arguing in whether nechshtu or lo nechshtu. Lo nechshtu lichem al shlamin amukiv. Rabbi Shmuel says that the person wouldn't do shlamin amukiv. Halavachi vadei havisam chinun abalabayis shushliach. You rely on the balabayis, who's in a certain sense the shliach of the loiket. You rely malkach shemutolav laaser. He's a sheikh alkach because he's the one who has the responsibility. Mashu noisen v'lo yachil isul amors. He shouldn't be ma'achil isul to somebody else. We assume that he did it. We're not for the problem of that it's improper because it's shlamin amuk. The Mor says no. That's because of rechonin chazaz chazaka that a chaver will not allow come out mitachas yodrei. The whole peri didehu a lady de rami v'chash alif neiver. So he's wearing alif neiver. Al shliach to kibul le mechaveroi. He could remember the miyash really over the summer. Ahu lo yosomach alai. He might say it's not my responsibility. So he doesn't take it with that same level of even by a chaver. He doesn't take it with that same level of intensity as something which is his and it's clearly his responsibility.
But if it's a page,
I'm not sure. Even says, you know, even hired workers, you know, person changes his mind, says, I'll do it myself. You know, there are scenarios like that. You know, there is room in the person's mind to say it's not the same level of intensity, so you can't rely on the chazaka. Miyayish. Let's hold it here. And.